Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So earlier this week, there was an interesting study that got published saying men who have more testosterone will end up being less likely to be unemployed. That men with testosterone are more likely to seek a job, to not be unemployed for a longer period of time than somebody's testosterone that's lower. Now, this isn't very earth-shattering news. Some people with lower testosterone could be ill. Some people with diabetes have low testosterone. Some people with low testosterone could be older. So a nice, vibrant, you know, high, juicy level, robust level of that manly hormone testosterone, yeah, we might see in younger dudes. And they might be like, look, I need to make some money. I got a car payment, all that. Older person might be like, ah, I got my bills paid. But that's not what the study was about. The study was about men and their testosterone levels and how they manage the labor market. These were British men. It was a study published in the Journal of Economics and Human Biology. And it was a UK survey of more than 2,200 men aged between 25 and 64 and showed that high levels of testosterone correlated with a reduced risk of being laid off and shorter periods of unemployment compared to men with lower testosterone levels. They found that men that were unemployed with medium to high testosterone levels were more likely to bounce back than low testosterone. And in fact, the people who had higher testosterone were able to find a job quicker within 5 months. So lead study author Peter Elbich, deputy head of the research group on labor demography at the Max Planck Institute for Demographic Research, said our results suggest that British men with higher testosterone levels are less likely to become unemployed and less likely to remain in unemployment if they are out of work. Okay, so testosterone. Is testosterone linked to ambition? Is it linked to motivation? Some studies say it is. Now, you know, we have, especially in America, tried to reduce the stereotype and minimize the aura around, you know, manly men. You know, a manly dude is going to get out there and he's going to fight and he's going to hunt and he's going to bring home the bacon and he's going to be a manly dude. But, I mean, some of these studies are fueling that testament to that. And so, you know, I've seen men, and I've seen their testosterone levels, and I've taken care of men whose testosterone levels were lower. There was many times a medical reason for it. And so, as I said, medical reasons could be, might not just be about the testosterone. This is associative. It doesn't necessarily mean that one causes the other. But it is interesting because you will have these, you know, big, burly, hard-working truckers and farmers and contractors and miners and metal workers, and they're like, I'm getting back out there. You know, and then you do have individuals, I have no idea what their testosterone level is, saying, you know what, I think I'm going to make a choice, you know, to, you know, be there for me, and I'm going to take off some stress days, and I'm going to, you know. Are they feeling more stressed? Are they feeling less confident because they don't have testosterone, as much testosterone? Now, I find this study very interesting because it could definitely fuel more stereotypes. But we have, you know, seen that sort of, what's the word for it? That more dominant, assertive, sort of behavior. And we've seen that, you know, in people who supplement with testosterone. Sadly, we also see roid rage, and we see some, you know, other behaviors that I would find to be less conducive to keeping a job. But it really does take some gumption, some chutzpah, ambition, some guts to go after a job, ask for a certain pay, go after a promotion. And I've always wondered what people have to do that. Now, people say women are less likely to do that because they have less testosterone. I mean, maybe we have less testosterone than men, but I have guts. I mean, if I want something, I'm going to ask for it. If I need to say something, I'm going to say it. Now, maybe my testosterone levels are higher than others, but I also think it's a mindset. And I don't want to be aggressive, but I am going to be assertive. I am ambitious. You know, I do like to compete. I am very goal-oriented. And, you know, to go up to your boss and say, look, I want a promotion. It takes guts. You know, on the whole, the stereotype is for women, look, we want to be copacetic. You know, we want to work as a team. We don't want to, you know, upset the balance of things. Now, maybe some men are less likely to feel that way, and they're like, to heck with it. I'm going to shake stuff up. I get that feeling sometime. You know, I don't want drama, but I'm like, if something's not getting done, I'll do it. You don't even have to pay me extra. I'll do it. Let me do it. I need to get stuff done. That's what fuels me. Is that testosterone? Is it my estrogen? Is it my caffeine in the morning? What is that? So what do you take from a study like this? Well, you know, one is, for those of you that are concerned that you don't have confidence, that you're a little nervous about being around others, not very ambitious, not very motivated, have your testosterone checked. Yeah, see what could be going on. See if maybe you are lower in something that needs to be addressed. Maybe, you know, your serotonin is off. You know, maybe you have an element of depression. But, you know, maybe that's also your personality. There are some people whose personalities are more, you know what, I'd rather nest than be out there. You know, and that's fine too. I love men that, you know, say, look, you know, I don't want to be like my dad where I never saw him. I want to be an influence for my child. I want to be home with my child. I think that's very cool. And that has nothing to do with the lack of testosterone or a lack of manliness. You know, a man wanting to raise his kid is very manly. But it just kind of reminds us, if you feel like something's just not right and you don't feel like yourself, get your testosterone checked. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
People can catch COVID-19 from someone in their household. Dr. Fabian Sandoval is president and CEO of the Emerson Clinical Research Institute.
There's a continuing need to investigate new therapies to help reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 in addition to improving diversity in clinical trials.
If you're an unvaccinated adult and you live with someone who is symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days, you may be able to join a clinical study evaluating whether an investigational oral treatment could help prevent the spread of COVID-19 within households. Participants will receive study-related care at no cost and may receive reimbursement for study-related time and travel. To learn more, visit covidmoveahead.com. This clinical study is sponsored by Merck Sharp & Dohme Corp., a subsidiary of Merck & Co., Inc.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, and big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Jason, who is our producer today. I really appreciate you guys all tuning in. I understand it's a very, very hectic day as we have another set of primaries. Apparently, David Perdue, in his bid to unseat Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, seems to be trailing. David Perdue has been backed by President Trump. Former president was not happy with Governor Brian Kemp because of his lack of enthusiasm to overturn the state's presidential election. And polls leading up to primary day is Kemp has a wide lead over Perdue. Perdue's a former U.S. senator. Many people were kind of watching this because they thought that if Trump backed him and he won, it would be a sign that Trump would do well in the polls in 2024. Already, many of his candidates have done well, but I don't like that setup. I don't like the idea that somebody endorses somebody and then that person, you know, wins, and it's supposed to be a testament to something else. The whole purpose of politics is they're supposed to be individuality. They also is there could be some changes. There could be some new scandals. There could be, you know, so, you know, I've been asked to endorse people, and I don't. I don't endorse candidates. I might love them, but I don't endorse candidates because, it shouldn't matter. Now, I might tell you, oh, this is interesting, this person's interesting, and I kind of like a candidate that does this, this, and this. But, you know, for the most part, many of these politicians, they say what they have to say to get in. And so, you know, are you really, really going to do what, you know, I think your campaign promises embody, and are you going to stick to that, or are you going to then, you know, give in to the lobbyists or, you know, whatever. So, you know, for people saying, well, gosh, you know, if Trump, you know, supported somebody and that person doesn't win, then that means they don't care about what Trump has to say. You know, people are voting. I think voters are now a little bit more scrutinous on one end. And then you have others who are like, oh my gosh, just get me out of this administration. So I think on one end, you have people after what happened with Biden, or depending on how they felt with Trump, are now making sure they back up and they have justifications for why. Like, well, these are the things I like. These are the things I think are important. This is what this person is doing. I spoke to a person who's a Biden supporter. And they were like, I really think he, you know, wants to eliminate college debt. Well, okay, if that's important to you, all the power to you. To me, yes, I would love that it would help my students, but do I think that's the best thing for the country? No. You know, but I love the fact that it'll help my students, but, you know, am I going to pick a candidate who is riding on that? No. I want to pick a candidate that is going to get on top of our border situation, get on top of the cartel and drugs coming over the border, whether it's through China or whether it's through Mexico. I want a candidate that is going to look strong, look formidable, so these other countries don't mess with us and try to, you know, do what they're doing, like we see with Putin, because they don't think we're going to do much. I want a candidate that is very lucid, and when they say something, they mean it, and they don't have to always read a teleprompter. I want somebody that doesn't care so much about the political party, but what makes common sense. You don't raise taxes. You know, you don't, you know, you might give something free to somebody, but that makes other people pay for it. You don't force other people to pay for things that they don't want. You know, if somebody doesn't want to pay for free college, if somebody doesn't want to pay for abortions, don't force them to pay it. I mean, these are things that are going to anger and get people into the business that other people, you know, don't need to be. So, for example, if a college student is borrowing money to go to school, all right, that is a decision that they are making with the school. I mean, you know, many people chose not to pick an expensive school because of loans and money. So you already hear people going, well, wait a second, so I could have gone to Georgetown. I could have gone to Case Western. I didn't. I went to a state school. And you're telling me I could have done that and then gotten my student loans wiped off? You know, so it's a personal decision between a person and the school, their personal choice of that school, their choice to take certain amounts of credits. I mean, let's say somebody has higher student loans because they, you know, had to audit classes multiple times. And then they finally buckled down, studied. You know, is it really on the taxpayer to pay their extra class load because they didn't get it right the first time? Now, mind you, I mean, people audit classes all the time. But again, does it have to be on the taxpayer? You know, same thing with Roe v. Wade. You know, if somebody, you know, wants to end their pregnancy, it is a very, very private, very difficult decision that should not be made on a whim between, and it should be discussed with a person and their physician. But instead, we have a system such that, well, we're going to, you know, subsidize these clinics. We're going to have tax dollars going to these clinics. You could just go to this clinic. Now you're drawing in other people, and these other people now are going to have opinions. So I think we have a lot of issues where we have opinions on, and we wouldn't have necessarily, everybody's like, well, everybody needs to butt out. And I agree, there's a lot of issues where the public needs to butt out, but then don't involve the public with tax dollars. So that's something that I think needs to be revamped. So, you know, this clash, what's going to keep coming up in the primaries is, especially today, is how, you know, Trump wanted, you know, Brian Kemp to overturn the election and to find the votes that were the ballots that were missing, the ballots that were, you know, left in a box somewhere and not counted, find the votes, or, you know, find the votes that were false. And it implied that, you know, he wanted, and, you know, it's up to debate, you know, he wanted Kemp to come up with votes himself. I don't know if that's exactly what he meant, but that's not for me to decide. But it was a very, very odd time in 2020 with the issues with mail-in ballots, and we're starting to hear that now they are trying to make it very, very difficult for there to be cheating and lack of transparency. And we have a new election process, and this new election process is very new, and it's an election process that has a lot of room for error. You know, many of us are still wondering why we saw videos of ballots post-election being collected in California. I know somebody could say, well, it doesn't matter because the Democrats won by a landslide, but it does matter because, you know, people want to know that before you called it, you know, you actually looked at everybody's vote. And we have, and when you see collections of ballots, and it was just assumed that they wouldn't make a dent, Americans want to know that their voice counts. Their voice is counted. And so whether you believe that the election was stolen in 2020 or not, I think the one thing that I think a lot of people, you know, will accept that we do need is a much better election process. And to have a haphazard system of, we'll mail these in and then somebody's going to collect them and then, you know, we're going to count them and, you know, the ballot counters in Pennsylvania need to go to sleep. It just seemed like a mess after a mess. And just things just didn't make sense. Polls are closing tonight in Georgia at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Stacey Abrams is also, I guess, facing a primary as well. And then, you know, Mike Pence stumped for Kemp. People are saying, is Mike Pence going to consider running against Trump? You know, I like Mike Pence. I think he's a strong candidate, but I don't think anything is any candidate when it comes to the presidential candidate is going, any Republican candidate is going to be able to stand up against Trump. Trump, he knows how to work the mic. He knows how to work his base. He knows how to say what needs to be said. And, you know, for somebody to say, look, you know, I'm going to be less controversial. DeSantis, people are saying, well, use DeSantis. Well, DeSantis is controversial, you know, based on his, his approach with Disney. So I think, you know, it's going to be very difficult to convince, you know, people to not go for Trump on the Republican side. From the Democratic side, they got their work cut out for him. Do they run Biden again? If they don't run Biden again, is that an admit to defeat? I told you what I think is going to happen. I think what Biden's going to do is to, because if he doesn't win a primary, that looks bad. And if they don't think he's going to win a primary, what I think he's going to do is prior to the end of his first term, he's going to do something very heroic and say, look, you guys deserve a female president. And I am going to step down and give you guys the first female president. This way he gets credit for Kamala Harris becoming the first female president. He then steps down without making it look like he lost a re-election. And he gets to make history in the process and end a legacy. I really think he's going to be doing something like that. And then people will decide if it's going to be Kamala that's going to be running. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A tourism helicopter from KNS Helicopters carrying six people crashed Wednesday evening in a Hawaiian lava field that was there on the Big Island. The 50-year-old male pilot and an 18-year-old female passenger were in serious condition following the crash. Three people were killed and four wounded after a shooting in a manufacturing facility in Smithsburg, Maryland, Thursday afternoon. The suspect has been identified as a 23-year-old male who is also an employee at Columbia Machine. A Maryland State Police trooper, after being shot, returned fire, ending the rampage. The unnamed suspect was hospitalized in unknown condition. Smithsburg is just an hour's drive northwest of Baltimore. NHL playoff hockey continues Saturday evening. Tampa Bay Lightning at the New York Rangers. Tampa leads the series 3-2. USA Radio News. As the January 6th made-for-TV show was being carried by mainstream media, one lawmaker says this was a cover-up by the Democrats. A cover-up to not reveal all the facts and only present the facts that achieve their partisan view, get Trump. Representative Jim Banks on Fox News.
This committee is a cover-up. It's not just a cover-up from distracting from the issues that the American people are demanding that we focus on, like $5.25 a gallon of gas in my hometown in Columbia City, Indiana. But it's a cover-up of Nancy Pelosi's roles and responsibilities as Speaker of the House and oversight of the Capitol Police and Capitol Security. She has documents in her office about why the National Guard was called off because of, quote, bad optics that she refused to give up to the bipartisan Senate Homeland Security Committee.
The Consumer Price Index released Friday morning indicates the U.S. economy continues to flounder. May's CPI increase is another 1%. 8.6% inflation is now at 1981's level. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember I told you guys with Omicron back in January, don't be surprised if you get a rebound or an encore. It's happening. People are getting over their Christmas time, New Year's, Omicron, and then by the end of January or February, people were kind of getting a little bit of a resurgence. And I said, don't panic. We seem to see a lot of that. We do have to watch that resurgence for more serious COVID, but for the most part, it happens, and don't panic about it. I mean, if it happens to you, it is happening to others. Expect it. Don't freak out. You might have to re-isolate, talk to a medical provider, etc. Then many of you got COVID this April, May, despite having COVID January, February, okay? Frustrated as heck. But the difference between baby Omicron and grandbaby Omicron is we're starting to get access to these COVID medications, Paxlovid from Pfizer, Molnupiravir from Merck. Paxlovid is supposed to have a 90% efficacy at minimizing symptoms and preventing hospitalization and death. It's a fantastic drug. But we have been told that people are getting rebound or they may get rebound after Paxlovid. When I heard that, I wasn't surprised, and that could be an absolute, I don't want to say use the word disaster, but that is not good. That is not good in the COVID fight. Because to me, that means a couple things could be going on. Number one is, since rebound happened anyway with Omicron, makes you wonder, did it even make a dent? Did people have a mild illness? They took it, it came back. Did it mean that Paxlovid didn't work? Did it mean that we have drugs that were designed for the wild type that aren't necessarily Omicron subvariant, grandbaby variant ready? And so is the virus, you know, did it not attack the virus that's currently circulating based on the one that it tested for? Another thing is, do we already have resistance? Do we already have COVID resistance to the medications that we just barely are getting into the pharmacies right now? And if that's the case, that's a sign that we are still behind the curve when it comes to COVID. And I mean, we are always playing catch up here. So the CDC is making a warning. The CDC has now warned that the recipients of Pfizer's antiviral COVID pill Paxlovid may have their symptoms rebound after they complete the course of the drug. They issued a notice today after reports emerged that those who received the drug were having their symptoms return after they finished treatment, even after fully being healed. Now, Paxlovid, as we talked about, is a protease inhibitor. These protease inhibitors block an enzyme needed by SARS-CoV-2 to replicate. This is a technology we've used in the HIV fight, the hepatitis C fight. And so if they work by blocking an enzyme that cuts two precursor proteins into smaller fragments, and you need those proteins to make the virus, or you need those fragments to make the virus grow, if it prevents that protease, the ACE part means it's an enzyme. Prot means protein. So if you have an enzyme that's supposed to do something to cut something, and it's an inhibitor, then those proteins don't get cut, and you don't have the building blocks. Like, let's say you're trying to build a house, and you have a whole bunch of lumber, and you need to break it down to build and fit it, and you can't do it, you can't build the house. So you need these fragments necessary for the virus to grow, multiply, infect. Since you don't have the proteins, because the protease inhibitor happened by Paxlovid, virus can never mature and is blunted. So this therapy has been known, to be to help prevent hospitalization at 90% of the time. It has some very, very good data in its studies, but now we're seeing real time use of it. And if people are getting rebound, then there's two messages Pfizer has to make. One is the message, look, you are going to have severe COVID. So this medicine kept you from being hospitalized, kept you from dying, and yeah, now you got some mild symptoms. And maybe that's what's going on. The message, though, that's going to come out is that it's not working. That the average person does get mild symptoms from Omicron, baby Omicron, grandbaby Omicron, and then they get the resurgence, and taking the Paxlovid didn't seem to do much. Now, I'd like to think it does do something. I don't think it would have gone through the clinical trials, gotten approved to that degree of 90% efficacy without there being substantial proof. The problem is we still don't have a lot of rhyme or reason as to who gets deadly COVID and who doesn't. The average person that gets COVID, they might have long-term effects, but the average person that gets COVID feels horrible, gets over it, and survives, thank God. So, you know, does it work? Is it worth taking? And so when somebody hears they're going to get rebound symptoms, if they already understand that COVID may cause rebound symptoms, they might think it doesn't work. Other people that think, a lot of people don't realize that you could get rebound COVID after COVID. They might think, wait a second, all it did was step on the snake's head, and as soon as they removed the foot, the snake... Do you like my analogies today? I'm coming up with some good analogies. Some people may not realize there's COVID rebound and go, you know what? Looks like the medicine only staves it off, keeps it at bay, and then all of a sudden, boom, it rebounds as soon as the medicine's out of your system. So, to me, it's not good in terms of the fight for COVID. And if we continue to use a medicine that we aren't 100% sure is doing what it needs to do, we're going to grow resistance. And we need to improve in the fight. Now, molnupiravir, I think, I think its clinical study was 30% effective at preventing hospitalization and death. So I'm not sure what some of the data that's now following some of those initial data sets show. But molnupiravir may then end up, that's the analog, that's the one that kind of substitutes some genetic block, you know, such that, you know, the baby viruses, when they get produced, they don't seem to work well. You know, I'm mixed because I really, really want these medications to work. And molnupiravir, being that, you know, where they incorporate RNA building blocks into the new virus, so the progeny are ineffective, both of these drugs, whether they're protease inhibitors or nucleoside analogs meaning they pretend to be something, you know, like a nucleoside, like a piece of RNA or DNA, it implies that the virus is in your body. And my guess is when the virus figures out how to get into your body, it knows how to stay and hide out. That's why we have long COVID. I don't know. Everybody says, well, the virus dies and all of this is inflammatory. I don't know if I could say that, because if there is a resurgence, an encore, what is causing that inflammation? You know, what is causing that encore presentation, that resurgence, that long COVID? I'm wondering if the virus is super smart. It gets into our body. It finds a way to hide out. And no matter what we do, it'll stay there and then it'll come out and surface. And remember, this sort of technology we need to fight HIV and hepatitis. And we don't want HIV and hepatitis doing the same thing, where it hides out as long as you use the medication. As soon as you take the medication off, you know, it's like, you know, taking the foot off the brake, it's able to go and do its thing. So, you know, in the COVID fight, we need immunity, whether it's artificial immunity from vaccines or natural immunity from previous infection. We need, appropriate hospital rooms, beds, and care in case there are more serious surges. But we need medications that will work. And when a medication doesn't work, it could breed resistance. Not a good thing. 1-877-DR-DELLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Meghan Markle is the Duchess of Sussex. I'm very, very confused of what her title is because I thought they lost their titles. But her father, Thomas Markle, from what we understand, has been hospitalized after suffering a possible stroke. He was taken into an ambulance at Tijuana. There are pictures of him strapped to an oxygen mask. He was transported around 9:30 p.m. to a hospital across the border in Chula Vista, California. He was admitted after fearing he was suffering a stroke. He couldn't speak to paramedics and had to write down his symptoms on a piece of paper. He has had a history of 2 heart attacks before the wedding of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. And there has been a lot of, tense times between them. We are unclear exactly what, his current status is. His daughter was supposed to be attending the Queen Elizabeth Jubilee celebrations. which, and I think he might have gone as well. And, you know, people have been watching the Royals and seeing how the retake in Meghan Markle and Prince Harry despite all the mudslinging and, you know, crap that was spewed on Oprah. And I'm sorry, I think, maybe some of the allegations are true, but address it in the family first. This is, and we'll talk about stroke in a second, but this is my problem with all the celebrity stuff we see. And, people think that their story wants to be heard and that everybody wants to know, you know, the intricacies and the dirty laundry. And there are some people that just thrive on family drama. But the majority of the people that look upon celebrities only want to know them as their role, as their character. Like, for example, Johnny Depp. I am a huge Johnny Depp fan from his movies. I think he is a brilliant actor. I think he's even been an underappreciated actor. His artistic talent, his musical talent is, still has not been represented to the degree that it could be. I understand he had a troubled childhood. You know, but hearing everything through these testimonies, you know, I'm still a fan, but it's different. You know, I mean, he's Captain Jack Sparrow. He's the, 21 Jump Street. He's, was he 21 Jump Street? Yeah. It's, same thing with Amber Heard. You know, I saw Amber Heard in, Pineapple Express. Thought she did a fantastic job. Aquaman, she wasn't my favorite in Aquaman. I was concerned about the chemistry. It kind of seemed forced. Like, it's too much about the male characters. We got to give more female time. So I felt her role was forced, just to be more woke and progressive. That it just didn't really seem to, be as necessary. And it's not because I thought Jason Momoa was gorgeous. I'd rather see him. It's just there have been some female stars that have been fantastic. Like Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Brad Smith and Angelina Jolie. I thought their equal parts was fantastic and well needed. But you have a lot of, like Superman and Lois Lane. How much Lois Lane do you need? Now, so Mara, whatever her name was in Aquaman, I felt Amber Heard's role, beautiful actress, exotic. Now that we hear all this, it just changes you. And so, with Meghan Markle, originally I think she was very well, taken in by the public. You have somebody who's American, having modest roots, being able to have a storybook life of being picked up by a prince and taken off into the royal castle and to become royalty. It's a rags to riches, and I'm not saying she was in rags, but for those of us who came, from, less monetary means, something like this, would think is a dream come true. People think she's a hero for speaking out on it not being a dream come true. But then others look at it as, okay, wait a second, keep family stuff within family. You wanting to separate, you don't necessarily have to drag them through the dirt. If you want to separate, that's fine. I mean, how many people don't like their in-laws? The majority of people don't like their in-laws. Do they really have to go on air? Do they really have to monetize it? Do they have to sell shows, and interviews? And so sadly, and maybe that's not the case, that she and Harry have appeared to have started to, break something apart and show how you could monetize it from it and benefit from it. And, you want to, when you see something like this, think, well, somebody was abused, somebody had to escape a prison, they were able to escape and tell their story, of their prison, you know, of their, you know, of their captors. And it, you know, was it really that bad? And she could have just left. Did it really have to be, you know, so it's, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not a fan. Because I mean, I've had in-laws. I'm not going to drag them through the dirt. Nobody likes in-laws. When I become an in-law, I am sure, you know, people are going to not like me. You know, let it be among ourselves. If we have issues within the family, it's issues within the family. Doesn't have to be broadcast. And I get she's a lot more public than I am, but still. So, you know, seeing the father suffer a stroke, I don't know how close they are. Maybe they're not that close. Maybe they're, but, you know, sadly, it reminds us that, you know, we humans can only take so much. And he is not of ideal weight. You know, if he's had a history of heart disease, he is at higher risk for, you know, sadly, a stroke. A stroke is where an area of the brain does not get proper oxygen and blood. There's the ischemic stroke and the hemorrhagic stroke. Ischemic is more common. It's where you have a clot to the brain. 80% of all strokes are ischemic, whereas the hemorrhagic stroke is where you have a bleed. And so basically a stroke is like a heart attack where you have lack of flow to the brain, lack of flow to the heart, as with a heart attack. And signs of a stroke could be weakness on one side of the body, loss of balance, numbness on one side of the body, slurred speech, vision issues, headache, facial droop. Usually with a stroke, the damage will be on the other side, except with the tongue. It will be on the, you have ipsilateral side and contralateral side. So contralateral means opposite where there's the area of the stroke. So when somebody comes in saying, I can't move my right arm, I can't move my right leg, look at this. The lesion's on the left because it crosses over. So, you know, if you're having a ischemic stroke, we got to get blood flow there. We'll start you on aspirin, tissue plasminogen, activator, try to break up the clots. If you're bleeding, we got to control the bleeding. So we might bypass the vessel. We might clog the bleeding area or the aneurysm, coil it, endovascular embolization where they try to, you know, stop the bleed. And we got to work fast. The American Stroke Association uses the acronym FAST, facial drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and time to call 911. So F is for face. A is for arm, S is for speech, and then T is time to call 911. You know, if you could remember it, I think that's fantastic, but you got to move fast. You have to move fast. And risk factors for stroke are high blood pressure, family history of stroke, heart disease, diabetes, abnormal heart rhythms like atrial fibrillation, smoking, drugs, obesity, inactivity, clotting disorder, sleep apnea, being greater than 55 years old, African-American, has a higher risk than Caucasians and Hispanics, and men seem to be more affected than women. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.